Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This program is sponsored by Pay for Pay Muscle. And this is Caleb Patterson from Pay for Pay Real Power, Midwest Muscle, up in there. And the number one drug free sponsor foundation in the world. Is that somebody dog in the background? I can't tell anymore. If you are a drug free athlete, look at the front. And solid foundation stand on and a push to bark in the background. And a vehicle to drive your goals like what, Debbie?
Like a Mack truck through ice cream.
I tell you what, check us out at tea.com. And now, sugar and honey iced tea, let's go. Hey, Dad.
Hi, Kaylin. How are you in Backwoods tonight?
You can call me Redneck Ron. I'm hanging out with Backwoods Bill.
I think we've gone so far away from PC at this point, we just probably need to reel it back in.
Hey, after gut leaving, how can you go wrong?
There you go. Hashtag gut leaving. And if you don't know what that is, you need to check out, I think somebody's building something. I'm not sure what that is. But you need to check out our archives for our show. I'm sorry. The giggles have set in for our show on Tuesday with Dr. Kevin Miller, EB2 Chiropractic, and we were talking about healthy guts and how that impacts your health. And it impacts so many things other than Kalen's new phrase that he's coined, hashtag gut leavings. It also can impact, you know, your ability to lose weight, anxiety,
yes.
You know, leaky gut syndrome, your autoimmune system,
ugh.
Just so many things. So many things can be triggered by the health of your gut. And so I really encourage
yeah.
you guys to
yeah.
Check out the archives and get educated and make sure that you're doing the most that you can do to promote good health and healing from the inside out.
Literally. But it's such a tough topic to even bring up and discuss unless you're in a doctor's office. I don't even think people would be ready to even address it in a way that would sound like right, because like you said, things can be so PC that we don't open up in the way we should anymore. And I was just so like, it was so crazy. Like when he started talking about the mental issues that stem
mm-hmm.
from a bad life, and the board just lit up so bad that we almost lost it. So, And that's not in figurative terms. That's in literal terms. It was just so many people wanting to know, like, is this part of why my anxiety is so bad and why I can't get rid of it? And so please, if you do have questions and you haven't addressed them or you haven't asked them because you don't feel comfortable, that's the show to listen to, because, I mean, he was really in depth with what he spoke about, and it really did go in detail, not to the point of gross, but more to the point of, like, you sometimes – but enough where you still get the idea what's going on.
That's right. That's right. Because we're all adults. We all digest. We all know what that means. Oh, anyway, be prepared. In all seriousness, do take a listen. But and if you have questions, ask us. Even though it's after the fact, we will work to get answers for you. So be sure you ask us. And that kind of sets up the premise for our whole show tonight. We are going to be getting some updates, giving some updates, and, you know, providing some answers to some questions that we had come in that we didn't get a chance to answer on air. So if you have questions, you know, you've asked and you're listening tonight and we haven't had a chance to answer them yet, go ahead and send them back in to us and we will either do our best to answer them tonight or go get you an answer and then share it again on a subsequent show if we can't find that answer before the show ends. And so with that, I want to go ahead and introduce our guest tonight. We've had her on before, and she is just lovely. We've got Melissa Johnson, and she is the founder of the I Am Natural Athlete Movement. And we've brought her back on tonight to give us an update on what's been going on with that. Melissa, say hi to everyone in listener land.
Hi, guys. How's everybody doing?
We are good. We are good. Now, I've given just a little brief introduction of who you are, but I know we've got brand new listeners on here tonight. We have brand new listeners every show, and I absolutely love it. So can you please just give us a little more of an introduction of yourself for folks who are not familiar with you?
Sure. I am a well, I started out as an all-natural pro. I've been a pro for since 2009, and I lost my pro status and got it back in 2012 just because I didn't compete. But I have done 23 pro shows in my career. I placed top four in 21 of them. And I love competing, and I am also a prep coach for a living. I was a single mother for the last 6 years of my life, I kind of started my own prep business in 2013, and I do weight loss and prep coaching for clients all over the country, and I love what I do, and fitness is my passion.
Awesome. And so, as you said, fitness is your passion. You love to compete. Now, give us a little bit of background about what IM is and what it was created to do, and then fill us in on where you currently are with the organization.
Okay. IM was started back in the end of September of 2016, and basically it just started as me being a frustrated competitor dealing with politics and judging that was not streamlined with criteria guidelines, and people were just getting really upset with drug testing not being followed correctly, and you know, people that wore bikini crossovers into figure were winning both classes, so nobody knew what to come in as at a show. You didn't know what they were looking for because they were picking the same people to win each class or each division. And so people were getting really frustrated, and I guess I was the first one to speak out about it. And it just sparked a movement, and people really got on board with it and were excited about it, that somebody was finally talking about it, you know, because everybody's scared to say anything because when you say stuff, you're afraid that you're going to get looked down upon or criticized or ridiculed for speaking the truth, you know. And another thing is that every federation has different guidelines and different criteria, and it's frustrating that you can't go from federation to federation and have the same look and be in the same division. So, you know, it wasn't just me. I was seeing other competitors, you know, that would talk to me. I mean, I did a lot of shows, so I met a lot of people and talked to a lot of people, and I just saw it show after show after show. And so people just started getting on board, and I started making some videos, and then, you know, we ended up getting about 400 followers, and due to that, all of that exposure, it caused some federations to make some changes that I'm very happy to report about, and really, we're at the point where we just kind of have to let the season take place and see if those criteria and all those changes and all that promising that they had is actually going to take place. I do know that the ANBF has really changed a lot of their rules and made clear-cut criteria with pictures on their website about every division and every class and how you should come in and what they're looking for and how they judge. So that's really, really good, because that's a lot of people's problem, is that nobody lines it out, you know. And then they are starting to do judging clinics in a couple different federations to where they're getting their judges all on the same page. WNBF is probably the federation that everyone had the least amount of issues with, because everything is so rigid and strict with them as far as what they allow and what they don't allow. And so, you know, I'd been really close talking with Nancy Andrews, and she was a very sweet lady and willing to help and kind of go along and just explain everything to me. But nobody really had a lot of problems with them. NGA is a federation that I competed in summer last year, and that's the federation where a pro bikini girl won pro bikini, and then she beat me in pro figure. And so I expressed my concerns directly after that show, and they made changes to their guidelines, not allowing crossovers from bikini to figure anymore. So they eliminated that, so they remedied that situation right away. I'm trying to think of other federations. The IPE, which is the old IFPA, nobody has reached out to me or tried to talk to me regarding that federation, so we don't really know anything about them. They did not seem really eager to speak, so I don't reach out to them. They, you know, I kind of extended the invitation, and if they wanted to talk, then they can, you know, talk to me. So that was a federation that I did not really get anywhere with. DFAC, Rich Fitter, reached out to me to talk to me about issues, but I didn't really have very many with the DFAC because I can't go with anything if somebody doesn't give me information. So I asked competitors to reach out to me expressing their concerns, and if I didn't hear about a federation, then I can't really address it. So that was part of the issue here, is that I was kind of by myself. You know, if you guys don't help me, I can't help you. So it's kind of been a lull, and obviously it's been, you know, off season for so many people. So I figured, you know, I wasn't going to get a lot of contact anyway. But in the beginning, a few people have contacted me, and then we talked about the situation. But at this point, I'm just kind of waiting to see what happens this year. And, you know, my life has kind of taken a turn in a different direction as well. I'm still coaching and still prepping people, but I am retired. I'm not competing anymore. So I'm also becoming more family oriented, and with my family, and my ex-husband and I are back together, and that's my son's dad. So my family is back together, which is the most important thing in my life. And so the time that I have to dedicate to IM is not as free as it was before. So I am totally looking for people to help. Anybody that wants to kind of spearhead this and has any ideas, that wants to jump in and, you know, maybe take it a little bit further, I would be happy to talk with them. So I'm kind of opening up to, you know, prep coaches, any athletes that have been around for a long time, that know the sport really well, even judges, things like that. You know, that was something I was going to get into, was judging, but with my schedule, I really just can't start doing that and adding that to everything that I've got going on. So I'm looking for some help.
No, and that's totally
understandable. 'Cause
I don't want it to die. No. And I do think it is important. I mean, there was enough, I think, support that rallied around it, and enough outcry behind the scenes that it was something, there was a void that definitely helped fill. And so I do hope, anyone who's listening, that if you do have an interest, or if you've even benefited from the groundwork that Melissa has already put in place, to go ahead and consider that and think about it, contact her. You can find her on Facebook, you know, just let her know. Because I think the one thing that a lot of people are afraid of is, you know, they didn't want to speak up because, you know, and I don't know if it's so much ridicule that they're afraid of, but as backlash as being a competitor. Well, if I say something against this organization, next thing I know I'm in a show, and then all of a sudden, you know, you just don't know what those types of things could happen. And it's actually kind of sad that, you know, would even cross anyone's mind. But, you know, change can't happen without a champion. So I am very excited, though, of what has happened thus far. I mean, and that's only in the first year, really. So, I mean, that's a lot of good interaction and organizations. I'm happy to see several organizations stepping up to the plate and reaching back out to you to say, hey, okay, we're ready to listen. What is it you've got to say to us? So I find that very encouraging.
Yes. It has been, you know, the ones that I've talked to have been very open about everything, and they see, you know, they realize that there are some things that need to be changed. And that's the thing, is that they're not going to be, you know, the stuff that we're asking for is not crazy stuff. It's just, you know, better rules is all. you know, just some more clear cut definitions of things, you know, and like I said, it's just really going to see, we're just going to have to see how the first couple shows of the season kind of get the big ones when they get underway and just see, you know, if they've changed anything. And, you know, the IPE might not need to contact me. Maybe they're working on their own and they're just going to fix, you know, whatever is wrong with them on their own. And then we're going to go from there, you know. But I just know who's contacted me and who hasn't. So.
Yeah. But, you know, we're not going to sugarcoat that. I mean, I appreciate the way you said it, MJ, but honestly, if the competitor is what matters, then they would want to get that information out there. And it should be important. And, you know, shame on them for not doing it. And shame on any organization that's not willing to reach out and address it. And if you're going to punish people because they're asking you the legitimate, right, correct questions, then there's something wrong with the organization as well. And I think we need to really be, like you said, it does matter. You're talking about people's lives, people's relationships, people's jobs. All these things are affected when you get ready to compete and when you're not competing. So for people to just basically brush it off and say, well, you know, it's not worth responding, then that's an issue, because if we put these things out with the banners and, you know, the competitors, what matters, and it's so special and we love them so much, then it's got to be the times when they don't need to say anything unless it's with their actions and with what they do, not with just what they're saying. Because, I mean, how many relationships have lasted just because somebody says they love you without actually showing you? So it's no different than when you're competing. You still want to know that my voice matters. If my money matters, if me being on stage matters, then what I say should matter, especially if it's legitimate grievances or legitimate questions. I'm not understanding why they haven't, when they said they would. I mean, we've had many IPE people on the show, and they say the competitors matter, and we'd love to find out what they have problems with. And then when you give those things out there and you ask the information, you don't get a response. That's an issue. I mean, there's no other way to really say it.
Right. And there, you know, the issue is, that's the reason why there's a million natural organizations, is because somebody doesn't like what one federation has, so they start their own. Why? Why can't there just be like a couple and they're all united? You know, we're all one big, we're supposed to be all one big happy family, yet everybody's divided. And everybody throws stones at each other, and, you know, one's better than the other, and we're elite, and it's not good, you know. And we are, as the athletes, have a bigger voice than we think, because without us, they don't have anything. So
yeah,
you know, that's how our mentality needs to be.
Yes. Well, the one thing I've constantly said and consistently said, I said if the organizations ain't united, the competitors sure are. And that's one thing that's always understood, because it is one big family. And I can't express how overjoyed I am to know that so-and-so is going to be at this show and so-and-so is going to be there. That's the reason I go, because I really enjoy seeing my fit family. And I said, you can't, no organization can take that. We would have to give it away, but they cannot take that. And I'm just surprised. I'm really shocked and surprised that more people haven't reached out, because, you know, Dez and I have been doing our part. You know, we've had the people on, and we've asked the questions. I mean, I felt almost uncomfortable asking this one judge that we had a head judge on, because the questions were coming in so grueling and so brutal. Sometimes I was hoping I was translating them in a way that they'd actually be effective in being asked. But, you know, people are that concerned about competition, and it shouldn't be that drastic. And I think that's what everybody is saying. You know, there's an issue because there's a big issue, and we need to address that big issue in order for everyone to feel like it's okay to compete, instead of saying, I go here, do I stand a chance, or will it be politically taken away from me?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's going on over there? Somebody drop a dog?
You keep asking about a dog. Nobody's got anything going on with a dog.
I can hear something.
I'm making dinner. I'm making dinner. That's maybe the noise you heard.
It's not a dog.
She's multitasking. What are you making? Because I might want some.
I am making lean ground beef tacos with some brown rice and mushrooms. And flat out wrap.
That sounds pretty awesome. If you lived closer, I would be over.
I made enough for an army.
Well, she's not that far from me, a couple of hours.
Oh, man. So, Kaylin, I know you had some questions for Melissa that you wanted to ask, some brain picking to do, as it were.
Good. One of the things is you know, MJ, you and I have talked on many an occasion, and I'm sure you're used to it, but there was one thing that we were nervous about, and that was the interaction of the coaches with each other, because some were just coming on the scene and were basically, like, almost downgrading other coaches, whether they meant to or not, or demeaning another coach. And you and I were afraid that, you know, it would cause division amongst the competitors, like my team's better than your team, because there's nothing wrong with the competitive nature, but there is something wrong with a combative nature. And I think that was the one thing we were both worried about. I know you had said, and you've proven time and again, that you're willing to help anybody, even if it's another team's competitor, you don't care. It's just having them have the best moment of their life. And I know there are other coaches out there, but there has to be something to stem the tide, negativity that is basically always just below the surface of what we're doing in natural bodybuilding. Because I said that was the one thing I always understood was separate from the enhanced community, is that people were more competitive but not combative. And I hope everyone understands there is a difference in that.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know that there's a lot of coaches out there that talk bad about other coaches and how they prep their people, and you know, I don't understand it. You know, I just worry about my clients, and then when I'm at a show, if anybody needs help, I offer help to whoever. It doesn't matter if they're paying me or not. You know, that's what it should be about. And you know, you just can't. I got kids over here playing too.
No, I love it.
You just love it.
That's a live show.
Yeah, you just can't. I mean, to me, it's just not worth it. I don't understand it. But you know, I got a lot of other stuff going on in my life, and I'm not going to worry about anybody else's client or how they prep them or anything like that. But if somebody contacts me to take them over from someone else, you know, I would gladly do so, you know, and I would try to bring them in the best that I can. And if they didn't prep them right there, I would not bash them. just who I am. But I don't know. I don't know why there's so much division. I don't understand it.
Yeah. Well, you know it's there. You and I both know it's there. It's something that... What? Everybody okay?
I'm trying to stay away from the noise, so.
You can't get away. You cannot get away. but what I was talking about is that, you know, it's just there, and it's enough to be an issue. To where I think that's what's keeping us from bridging that trust gap that we need. Now, if you could just, because I like I said, I've seen you backstage. Even when you didn't think I was looking, just when people were just stressed out and about to crack, and you were rushing over there, and I'm thinking, MJ, that's not your client. You're like, that's a competitor. It's a competitor. What does it matter? This person is about to lose that moment. And that's the one thing that I always think about, is that you said that you would hate that moment to be taken away because you didn't do your part. Now, how can we get other coaches to quit speaking and actually doing? pursuing that kind of mentality because, you know, like you said, you've got nothing to lose other than your sense of self and your moral judgment. How do we get other coaches to take on that persona to where the competitor really does matter, not just that, if they're paying me, then they matter? No, you're saying the competitor matters because all the time they put in it, you still can have empathy toward that competitor because you know the struggle. How do we basically encompass that to the rest of the community to where it's all one family with the understanding, like, there's several different churches in a community and everybody understands they're serving God? Why can't we have several different coaches and everybody understand we're promoting natural bodybuilding?
Yeah, I don't know. I almost think it's just a personality thing, you know, for people. You know, it's just however you are in your day-to-day life, really, would probably be, you know, the way to reflect that. I mean, because I know, I don't know. I don't know a lot of prep coaches personally. I mean, I know most of them on just a professional level, and I know how they're coaching, you know, and how they bring their clients in, you know, and their reputation as far as how they are with their clients. But I don't know, you know, I really don't know how to rectify the situation at all. I wish I had an answer for that.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I mean, we can all have opinions, but who knows that there really is a valid answer. And if you're staying in your own lane, minding your own business, doing your thing to the best of your ability, you know, you're not going to have an answer for that. Because it's like, I don't see a reason for it. But anyway, we know you're in the middle of dinner and the Kids Fest that's going on, so we won't take up any more of your time. But we just want to say thank you for giving us the update on I Am and sharing your perspective. And again, folks, if you have an interest, and even if you're like, you know what, I can't head this up, but I feel like I want to be a part of it or I want to help out, that is okay. Melissa's going to find a spot for you or a way to get you involved so you can use your skills to make a difference. So be sure to look for her on Facebook, Melissa Johnson. I Am also has a page. You can message her there. Melissa, any other ways to get a hold of you, or are those the two best ways to find you?
Those are two good ways, but I'll go ahead and give you my email. That's another way. And that's just melissa@customfitnessbymj.com. And another thing with the confidentiality thing, you know, I'm not afraid to speak my mind or be the advocate for I Am. I just don't have as much time to do a lot of discovery as I had in the beginning. So, you know, I don't mind sending out emails or, you know, anything like that. I certainly could help anybody if they would like to remain anonymous.
Okay,
oh, well, thank
perfect.
You for putting that
so
out there
you
yeah.
have it, folks. Yep. And have a great night, Melissa. So with
thanks
that, we've got a surprise guest that's joining us. And this one, I'll let Kaylin cue up.
Well, there's always that day or moment or time when you got to reach out because your sanity is being pulled in a way that's not healthy. And I always pick this lady's brain because she always is so well-grounded and well-founded that she can basically right the ship without tipping the boat or basically losing any passengers, which would be my sanity. And that would be Andrea Castillo because she just knows, she knows the sport, and she accepts the reality of it. And that's that, you know, some things just aren't the place. But it's, what the heck? What is going on tonight? I can't.
I don't know. Just keep it moving.
Andrea, are you there?
Yep, I'm here. I might be a little barky or a little hoarse, but, you know,
what's that noise in the background?
Got me sick. Oh, probably you. Oh, there's a phone. Hold on, I'm going to mute myself and go shut off my laptop. Hold on. Just keep talking.
This is the best show we're going to have this.
I love our show where our guests tell us to just keep talking. Oh, and you guys think we always have control. I just have to say, we get comments sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes about how we need to do a better job of screening our guests or this or that or the next thing. And, you know, folks, we do our due diligence, but, you know, sometimes things are just out of our control. And that is live radio, and that's the beauty of it. And that's why we do love it. You know, if you could probably see us, one day we will have video where you will see us, but if you could probably see some of the expressions that cross our faces sometimes, you would probably be surprised. Because we're sitting over here just like,
The best one still is the glass of water. That nothing will top the glass of water. I don't know any way we could top that. I really don't.
So what that is Kayla and I are in the middle of an interview, and then all of a sudden we hear, like, this stream of liquid hitting another body where it sounded like a liquid. And it sounded like someone urinating in a toilet is basically what it sounded like. And Kayla, I don't know, just stopped mid-sentence and was like, "What is that?" And our guest was like, "Oh, sorry, I'm just filling my water bottle." So if you get on air with us and you do something that you're not supposed to, Kaylin's going to call you out, no doubt. He's going to let
it be
known. That's not what he's expecting. There we go again.
All right, I'm back. I turned my phone on so it can't ring again. And I shut my laptop off so you can't hear that background noise. I think we're good.
Okay.
All right. Awesome.
Okay. Oh, I love this show.
All right, Kaylin, pull it together. Pull it together.
Yes.
Carry us forward.
Yes. Well, anyway, like I was saying, Andrea knows the sport, and as much time as people have questioned her about knowing it, I'm thinking nobody would know it better because she's so involved with so much of it. And that's the good and the bad. And a lot of times she's not – well, no, I don't want to say a lot of times, all the time. She's not willing to demote the sport to promote herself, and she's not willing to demote a person to promote herself, and she's not willing to basically slam anyone or anything. She just wants it fixed and corrected. So I always step over to her world because I'm basically saying, this looks like it's going to be a problem in the future. How can we stem that so it's not a problem at all? And she's always basically two or three steps ahead of me. So, you know, since we're talking about the negativity that's coming, and like I said, it's in the atmosphere right now. It's not really name-calling. It's basically saying, you know, this coach is well-known with so-and-so, or well-known in the Nats community, and this coach. And so basically it's like, okay, you figure it out or message me, and I'll tell you, but I won't put them on blast on the social media. And I'm thinking that's not really the way we want to go. If we're basically promoting a healthy sport, you get all this infighting on the enhanced ground because they're spending so much money on drugs. I can understand that. If you're spending, you know, $5,000-$6,000, you want to win because you're paying to make it happen. And I'm saying you have the natural community basically saying, you know, I want to be healthy because my family has some kind of disease or a heart attack or heart failure or something, and this is just a good way to make sure I stay healthy. That's a big difference, and you're talking about two different ends of a spectrum, and I don't want the natural community to become the unnatural community because basically we're not healthy in our minds. And if we can't stop that, then we're basically passing on gut bleeding. I'm going to keep getting back to that because I can find a way. And
oh my goodness,
I don't want to be sharing that with the world because that's not natural bodybuilding.
So, Andrea, is there any way that you can come up with something that basically can stem the tide?
Well, there's one thing that I have an advantage of. I'm not a competitor, and I'm not a coach, and I'm not a gym owner. I'm not a supplement owner. Yes, I do promote, but it's different on this end because I don't have anything to lose. I really don't. I don't have a placing to lose when I speak up for something or somebody or some situation. Now, the one thing that I want to go back to is when I was listening to Melissa talk about the I Am movement, I can see why there's competitors that hide. Now, it shouldn't happen, but the reality of it is they're going to hide in secrecy and to make their complaints. Luckily, you have somebody like Melissa who's strong, and, you know, now that she's going to remove herself and be more family-oriented and be on the retired side. We'll see how long she stays on the retired side. But she can speak her mind without reprehension, without that fear of being blackballed. And that is one of the best things that I have going for me is nobody can blackball me. If you don't like what I'm saying as an advocate for your sport, then come to me and tell me, hey, this is where I see the problem with what you're doing, or, hey, can you help me with this? I don't care what side it comes from, whether it's from an organization side or an athlete side. And trust me, I don't have a problem talking to the organization and saying, look, this is the feedback I'm getting. This is the recommendations that they have made or I'm making to you to make improvements, to make things better, either for show number growth, oversaturation in certain parts of the country, crossover issues, entry fee, dollar amount issues, drug testing issues. There isn't a topic that I haven't confronted somebody within an organization, and I really shouldn't say confronted. It's more that I have dialogue with them because I'm not confrontational. I like to have a good dialogue with people. I really enjoy a good conversation because I may have information on my end and I see things, okay, it could go this direction and this is why. But then when I speak to someone else, they say, okay, well, we've been on this end for so long and this is what we've seen as patterns, or this is what we have seen as things that have happened over time, and this is why we don't do it this way, or this is why this is being done this way. Then both sides can communicate even more and say, okay, well, here's a happy ground to get this fixed. Let's see how this transpires in the future and see if we can't make some progression from both sides and meet in the middle and go forward. So like Melissa with the IAM movement and anybody else who gets involved in that for speaking for the athlete, I kind of do the same thing. But I, like I said, I don't fear talking to anybody because to me, they're just people. I don't look up to anybody that runs an organization as someone who sits on a pedestal. They may be able to call the shots, but they won't be calling those shots if there's no one there.
Exactly.
And that's why I feel so strongly as being, you know, an advocate just like the IAM movement. I do a lot of advocating behind the scenes or person to person because there's sometimes that I won't send my thing that I need to express to someone in a message, in a text message, in a private message, in an email. I will wait and I will go to a specific show that I know someone's going to be there and I say, look, I need to talk to you face-to-face about this because it's too important to be in written form. It needed to be addressed face-to-face. And then we, you know, have a nice discussion about it and we move forward. Sometimes I get what I want and sometimes I don't. And when I say when I get what I want, it's not for me. Because I don't have anything to gain. I am not out for notoriety. I'm not out for fame. I've promoted the Spartan the last 3 years at my expense. I didn't make any money off the athletes, the drug testing, the people that came to sit in the seats. I actually spent money out of my own pocket. So I don't compete, as I've said many times before, so I don't have to worry about a placing. So there's nothing for me to gain personally. So I maybe take on things a little bit headstrong, stronger than anybody else could to speak for you guys. And sometimes it's not just for the athletes. Sometimes it's for the coaches, and sometimes it's for the promoters. Promoters also have certain limitations with organization leaders. And it's hard for people on the athlete side because a lot of times they think that the promoters and the organization heads are all one and responsible, mature, adult promoters never vocalize issues on social media. And it would be very advantageous for athletes to stop doing it the way that they have been doing it on social media because it is very negative and it's really starting to be detrimental to you. For anybody who's new, who is searching out natural bodybuilding, who wants to get familiar with the sport, you find negativity popping up all the time, in all different avenues, from coaches to athletes to organization heads. The more negativity that is being put out on social media from all levels within natural bodybuilding is hurting every single level.
And one of the things that I'm so glad because you brought it to my mind is we've had competitors they started out with as natural athletes, but I don't think they were ever intending to be natural competitors. They want to win, and you know whatever drug of choice makes the difference, that's what they're going to take. But one of the things that they're still doing is claiming a natural status, even though they're living in an enhanced body. So basically, their minds haven't transitioned, even though their bodies truly have, because you know they basically started taking the drugs. But one of the things that they're doing in that transition is basically speaking poorly of the natural organizations and the natural athletes because basically they can't be seen at those venues anymore. So it might be a nice way for them to say, well, that's why I don't show up because of this, that, whatever. But the reality of the situation is they're taking drugs and the IFBB will not let them be seen in natural venues because they're not the same organization as the IFBB. So we do need to address that. Also, we need to speak very clearly about the fact that not many people that aren't natural don't want to have the natural community basically improve because that cuts into their business because this is a business and we need to address it in that fashion. Either we're supporting it or we're doing everything to undermine it. And like Andrea's saying, if we keep going negative, then we're undermining ourselves because the only people that gain from this are the people that wanted us to die anyway.
Well, here's the thing, Kaylin. There's a difference in taking your message to social media in a negative tone and one that's an educational tone. And, you know, I have put out a lot of things that I'm working on this big project, and the one thing that I have found is, okay, so I'm going to do an event, and one thing that lacks a lot in the natural community is exposure, right? We've talked about it over and over again. Yes, there are some avenues. The IPL has their own magazine. The OCB now has their magazine back out. Each individual organization has maybe some type of exposure. But for the sport as a whole, there is no common ground area for exposure. So I've addressed that in what I have coming out. Okay, it's going to be a page of videos. And I will tell you, it was hard as hell to find positive, influential, people on YouTube in the social market. Now, if you search natural bodybuilder or things like that in YouTube, you will find half natties, natties, okay? So then you get sidetracked and you get down other avenues. You will find across the NPC or the untested circuit, there's a lot of people that have a lot of YouTube videos that get a lot of hits, sometimes hundreds of thousands of hits. It's conflict, it's drama, it's fights, it's calling out people, it's all negative. The biggest views are negative videos.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to search for somebody who's putting out information on that's a real natural athlete, it's absent.
Mm-hmm.
There is a place on the natural side of things where there are no personalities that can be viewed in the YouTube community. Yes, there's 3DMJ. They put on great information. They do some podcasts. A lot of that's put out through YouTube. But there are no celebrities, shall we say,
yeah,
due to natural personalities. And so if you want to make a name for yourself in the natural bodybuilding community and you want to help exposure for the natural bodybuilding community, I don't care if you're an amateur or you're a professional, that is the avenue that people need to start taking. If you really want to see your sport grow in a positive light. Now, I'm not saying that people need to go and replicate what's already out there because it's already negative. So you need to find a way to be a personality and an upbeat positive one. So you wonder why people become insta-famous, right? Everybody talks about insta-famous non-tested people and how they're pulling in all these numbers and they're pulling in and they're coaches and they're this and they're that. The natural community needs to start coming up with some personalities and figure out an avenue to make a dent that's positive in nature. The other thing is that when you go to social media, especially like Facebook, I see it more on Facebook because Facebook has more dialogue, right? Mm-hmm. There isn't as much dialogue on Instagram as there is on Facebook. It's how you approach your complaints when they're written, whether or not you're going to be respected by a leader of an organization, a promoter of an organization, a judging panel, an advisory board for an organization, as to whether or not you're going to be heard. Because if you say, warning, rant ahead, and you get to the end, mic drop, you're not being heard. You may have an important message to get out, but I can guarantee you that nobody at the top is listening to you because you're
yeah.
now seen as just a complainer, a shit stirrer, shall we say. We're real talk, right?
Yes, we are.
Yep, no, and we've seen it, and we've seen it with some of our own guests that carry their passion a little too far. In some negative directions. You're absolutely 100% correct.
So for me, I would really like to see the message that people have out because sometimes the messages that I take back to the leaders or the promoters or that I have with people, it isn't, how can I say it? I have to portray it to them in a positive tone to get the dialogue. So if I were to approach people that were in places of importance, but I went at them word for word what's being put out on social media, they're not going to give me the time of day. And that means that you don't get heard.
Exactly.
So if you really want to be heard, whether you're a coach, whether you're an athlete, whether you're somebody who is around the scene, and you could be like me, somebody who's never going to take the stage, but who's involved and is one of your biggest supporters and biggest fans. I don't care to see negativity, because sooner or later you get tuned out.
Exactly. Yes, and heck yes. And what happens is that the ideas that should have been don't get said, because it's like, okay, how do I swim through all this cesspool of negativity where it even makes a difference? Because I would rather be 20 in a group of 30 than one in a group of 29 when it comes to trying to be heard, because if the better the numbers of positive influence, the better the numbers of being heard. Because like Andrea is saying, if you have to swim through the one channel that has good in it, how do you get to it when you basically get stopped in the news feed, when you get stopped in these other things and they're getting all these hits, what's trending? You know, that might be nice that it's trending, but it doesn't mean it's right. And I think that's where Andrea's going with that, is in order to be heard, then have a reason to be heard instead of just running your mouth and people just basically either saying like or LOL, and it has no substance. There has to be something behind it instead of just saying, well, I feel this, or where would be the foundation of the truth in what you're saying, rather than just throwing a rant out there and saying, you know, I've worded it nicely in a way I think will be effective to insult someone, other than, you know, saying something that's going to get something done or some kind of progression.
Yeah, I mean, you'll see a lot of times I put stuff out on mine and I'll put my point of view out, but I'll leave it kind of open-ended to get people to have a conversation with me. But I always kind of, well, not always, but sometimes I put towards the end, open to real discussion, open to a conversation, open to your point of views, because my point of view on something may not always be right, or it could be right for this reason, but when I talk to the person that needs to be addressed with, they have reasons A, B, and C why it's not. So then I can look at things full circle and say, okay, now I understand why my point of view may not be correct, even though I went forward thinking that my view was the only way or the correct way or the right point.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's really the way that change happens, when you can have that dialogue. So, I mean, it is good that there are advocates out there like you and Melissa that are pushing for conversation, so for understanding and not just to be heard. And to tag on to that real quick, we do have one quick question for you, which I think you may have answered, but I'm not sure. But Sarah wants to know if you are part of the I Am movement. I know you advocate a lot, like what's being done with I Am, but are you actually working with I Am?
No, I have not talked to Melissa about any of that. I kind of wanted to see where it was headed. I wanted that to be to see where the athletes were going to go with it, to be quite honest, because there's that little bit of shy intimidation, because, you know, when you hit like on that page, it shows who likes that page. So you can see who, as an athlete. So I know that there are more athletes that would be interested, or they follow that page. They just don't like it. So I have been sitting back watching how many will actually hit the like button, and to see whether or not that like number will increase, because the more it increases, the more opportunity or chance there is that the next person is going to hit like. So if you're looking at it and you see there's only 30 likes, you're probably not going to like it unless you're really committed to that, what you see. If you're still sitting on the fence, you don't want to put your name out there, you don't want to be notarized, like, you might be controversial, you're going to go back and you're going to check on it, and you might not hit like until there's 300 or 400. Now there's 300 or 400, so, you know, it should be awesome. People should be able to get more in it. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. you can have all of the athletes you want. You can have me on your side. I can be my own tiger fighting for you. It doesn't matter. What people need to realize is that these organizations are all independent. And the reality of it is, in my opinion, they're not going to come together. So it needs to be looked at as a different approach. Okay, so they're not going to come together. They're not going to have a super show. They have the fear of who's going to take the lead on something big. So we need to then turn around and say, okay, how do we move this from the ground up? How do we recognize that natural bodybuilding is one community, and within that we have organizations, each one is separate, each one is unique, each one is individual, and they're no different than the gas stations that sit on the corner. It's now time for the natural bodybuilding community to start educating themselves, in my opinion, on what is available, what their levels are of testing, entry fees, locations, so on and so forth, and go that direction instead of sitting on Facebook and saying, well, they need to have all the same drug testing. They need to have all the same poses. They need to have all the same this, that, or every other thing. They're not going to. They're not going to. So it's time, from my aspect and my point of view, from the outside looking in, that there needs to be some type of understanding that, okay, we have one huge city, and in that city, we now have corners that have places for us to shop or go to. And do I like what's in here? Sure. Is this one more convenient on my way to work over here? Sure. This one has the best prices, but it's, you know, half an hour out of my drive. Some days I'll go to that one. Some days I'm not. You have a wide variety to choose from. And you're at some point going to have to accept that they're not going to be the same. So then it becomes, yes, okay, where can I go have fun this weekend, that weekend? What place do I like to visit? What can I get to if I compete at the show? And things of that nature. That's the most important thing that I have found from the outside looking in.
Well, it made sense to me.
And it does. I mean, and it's a good perspective. Well, I mean, not that it would be bad. I think I agree with 99% of it, but I still think at some point in this whole mad, crazy, natty love fest that we have going on, there is going to be something, and I'm not quite sure what it is yet, but there is going to be something that is going to tip the cup. And we are going to see a not a reconciliation, but we are going to see maybe some organizations go away or combine. There's going to be something. It's not always going to be this divisive, I don't think. For the short term, yeah, you're right. It's not going to change.
I think
people are still doing their own thing.
Can I give you my quick opinion? I think it's only as divisive as people are willing to read about and put out on social media. You have a lot more athletes these days, excuse me, crossing to the different locations, crossing to the different organizations. The only thing that I would really like to see is an organization be respectful and say, look, you have a card from B and you don't have a card from us, but you'd like to come and compete with us. Guess what? I'm going to offer you a 20% discount, respect you as an athlete, and put a gracious step forward in saying, welcome to our organization as well. We'd love to have you.
Yes.
The first person
and
or the first couple
of
organizations
that
do that, you know, it's going to be awesome. But those organization cards do have their purposes.
Yeah. They do. And
all right,
unfortunately,
I don't mean to cut you guys short, but I have a daughter that's blowing me up like crazy, and I know you guys' hour is up.
Okay, because we've got less than 30 seconds left, and we just want to thank you for your opinion. You've given us a lot to think about, and we're probably going to have to just continue this discussion another time. So go get your daughter, Andrea. Thanks so much. And for everyone else, I'm so sorry. We did not get to our updates and our question answers, but we will. So your body's a temple. Let's build it.
Build it with snickerdoodle.